Welcome back to Radio Laurier. If you're tuning in, my name is Amelia and you're listening to Election Season. With the Students' Union election around the corner, we at Radio Laurier are offering the opportunity for presidential and board candidates to amplify their voice, their platform, and their story to the student body at large. On this interview, we talk to Ezra Chinetti, Board of Directors candidate. What program are you in and what year are you in, Ezra?
So I'm a third year political science student.
Very cool. And what made you want to come to Laurier?
I really liked when I came here that it was not too big, mm-hmm. and I liked the fact that it was on one square block. So probably the size of it was really nice. I went to a smaller overnight camp, so mm-hmm. in that sense, it was fitting.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, it really is the high school of universities, as everyone says.
Yeah.
Everything is so close together and it is really convenient. All right. Let's jump into some interview questions now. First off, what role do you believe the Students' Union plays in the lives of other students at Laurier?
I think it plays an important role that is often not seen, mm-hmm. with the exception of orientation week. I think that the Students' Union supports students in ways that they either do not realize or that students who might use the resources provided by the Students' Union don't really advertise. Mm-hmm. So, for example, when it comes to the health and dental plan or maybe the food bank, mm-hmm. students aren't necessarily, you know, walking out of a clinic saying, you know, thanks Students' Union for saving me X amount of dollars on this checkup, mm-hmm. or thanks Students' Union for the meal for the week or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that when it comes to the role that the Student Union plays, I think it's an important one. I think orientation week is obviously the big one, mm-hmm. but I also think that there's a more significant role that students don't really talk about, and not to that it's their fault of students, mm-hmm. because I, you know, would understand it can be tough if you know, you use the food bank. It might be a little bit embarrassing sometimes, and it may be not embarrassing, but hard to advertise.
Yeah, that's a difficult thing to admit.
It can be a difficult thing to admit. So I think it, bottom line is that I think it plays an important role and a role that a lot of students might not realize.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, why do you think maybe they don't fully understand what the SU does, how they do things? Do you think that's something that maybe isn't advertised well enough, maybe on the part of the Students' Union?
Yes and no. I think some of it is also a choice of students not to engage, and partially that's because students might not need it, mm-hmm. right? Students might not need the benefits of a union, especially if they might be, for example, covered by their parents. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's the nature of the landscape, especially when the institution also does a lot for students, mm-hmm. but I think that a lot of it sort of just comes from the way of life, right? Res life is completely different than the Students' Union. The institution is completely different than the Students' Union.
For sure.
I don't know, like Zoom is a WOU account, not necessarily a Students' Union account. So,
yeah. Okay. And now correct me, you've been on the board before, correct?
Yes, this is. I'm currently still in my first term, okay. seeking re-election for myself.
So, yeah. What made you want to run for the board in the first place, and now for re-election?
So, I've always been interested in student politics. I think it's something that can be applied to so many different areas, whether in the future or even in the present. But what really wanted me to run was just to be a part of change. And even though we're not going to be responsible for huge change, that's more so on the part of the institution, just to be a part of it and also see the inner workings of the Students' Union is something that interests me. I sort of view it as a way to give back. And as cheesy as it might sound, I think it's true. So yeah, that's why.
Mm-hmm. And why do you feel you're qualified for the position of the board of directors, on the board of directors?
Well, the obvious answer is that I've done it before, but I think, it, you know, assuming this is my first time going, I've always wanted to dig deeper with anything that I do, whether it's, you know, maybe understanding why a sports team is running a sports play, or in this case, obviously running for the board and learning what the students union does. So I think I'm qualified because I've always been somebody who pays attention to detail and who's very diligent and takes their job seriously.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And maybe let me rephrase that question a little bit. What do you think you did successfully this year in your first term on the board that makes you qualified for re-election this year?
That's a loaded one because I think there's a lot that we've done that mm-hmm. sort of flies under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that I would say is that we've executed our powers responsibly. Mm-hmm. And in case that opportunity were to arise again, having read the policy manual and not only read it, but also experienced it and executed those policies, I think that does make me qualified for next year. So an example would be the fact that we sent Brandon Vail to the Senate. That was really important because when one of the members of the Senate resigned, it was on us to send a new senator, mm-hmm. and we did. And so that's an example of our execution of powers right there.
And how do you believe transparency is amongst the board, and what role do you think it plays as a director?
I think transparency is present, it's important, and the role it plays is, it's all about building trust so that mm-hmm. students, if they wish to read or look at what the union is doing, is that it's a two-way street, right? The communication goes both ways between the students and the union and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Okay. More specifically with the students union though, because I know a lot of students have felt that transparency has kind of been an issue with, you know, medical policy changes and everything kind of along those lines this year. What do you think specifically the students union and you as yourself as a board of director, potential board of director again next year, can do to maybe build trust up specifically with the students?
Okay, again, thank you for that. No problem. I think what we can do is put ourselves out there more. So I've been reaching out and telling people that I'm a board candidate.
Mm-hmm.
I've changed my name on some classes to say something like board candidate Ezra Sinady, just so people know,
yeah.
Not necessarily in an obnoxious way, but
mm-hmm.
just little ways to make your name synonymous with the fact that you are a member of the students union. And then in case anybody has a question or wants to, can maybe ask you or even ask you for the right resources. The students union website is huge. I know it can be hard to find maybe one or two lines that answers the most important question you have. So I think doing things in a subtle but not obnoxious way
mm-hmm.
to put the students union out there is needed.
So just like approachability overall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And as a board of director or as a member of the board of directors, you'll be expected to work as a member of a team. Maybe how do you think you've done this effectively this past year, and how will you continue to do this effectively if you are reelected?
I think we will continue to do it effectively because we as board members have all been a part of a team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think whether that's an orientation week team or maybe a team in a classroom, I think that the fact that we've all been a part of it and we've all had to work, we know what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we also understand now, you know, what it takes to adjust, right? Every single member of the board has been a part of the adjustment from in-person classes to virtual classes.
Mm-hmm.
And so far from the forums, we've seen that they've gone very well. And I think that the board members will be able to adjust and adjust accordingly so that we can work in a team effectively.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Just moving along to Brantford, the Brantford campus and the Waterloo campuses, what will you do to encourage unity between the Brantford and Waterloo campuses? I know it's a little bit difficult with remote learning, and we don't know if we're going to be remote for fall 2021. So what will you do to encourage unity between the two campuses?
I would encourage people to diversify their commitments and really see if they can find a position on a club or a team
mm-hmm.
that involves cooperation with Brantford.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upset at the fact that I've never been to Brantford. Maybe it's a bit hard on myself because I've really only been a Laurier student in person for not even two full years because COVID hit in March of my second year. And we were obviously playing, the Students' Union usually has two board meetings a year in Brantford. But it's part of the reason why I joined Locus, because I know Locus has a large presence on the Brantford campus, and I'm happy now that I have some friends from Brantford mm-hmm. who, you know, instead of driving 45 minutes or an hour to get there, I can just hop on Zoom with them and have a conversation. Mm-hmm. But as it pertains to the rest of the union, I would really encourage people to diversify their commitments and understand that I think it's probably easier than ever to connect with students on the Brantford campus because you can just log on and you're connected with them. There's no commute time to account for. And I think we can really use this period in time to our advantage to connect the two campuses mm-hmm. because I know I miss in-person classes. I miss them a lot,
yeah.
But you know, it's nice. No matter where I sit in the class, I get the best seat. So it's, there are some benefits to it. And I think the unity between the Waterloo and Brantford campus can be one of them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Final question for you. How will you support your team and encourage cohesion in Students' Union if you are reelected?
I'll be there. I don't pretend that I don't see messages. You know, I'll check my email. I have it open. I'll be there. You know, I typically have a very hands-off approach.
Yeah.
And especially this year because it's a lot of screen time.
Mm-hmm.
So, excuse me. So, you know, for example, as a locust on, I've told my students, I don't necessarily care what you do, but I do care about you.
Yeah.
Right. If you can design your degree, design your lifestyle, however way you want, as long as it's effective, it doesn't harm people, I'm fine. I'm here as a resource. If I don't hear from you, I'm assuming it's a good thing. I will check in on you from time to time, but that I will apply sort of that mentality to my board job to be there for others. And from time to time, I'll check in with people. You know, I'm usually pretty good with birthdays or something like that. You know, I'm sure everybody on the board will have a birthday
mm-hmm.
during our term, unless
mm-hmm.
they were born February 29th. But it's that approach that I'll be there, but, you know, with a hands-off approach that I think I'll be a strong person to work with.
So, like, not micromanage-y, but essentially, if you ask, you'll be there.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that is an important, I mean, nobody likes to be micromanaged, so I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Well,
or like if people see my name in their inbox, I don't want them to sort of roll my eyes and say, or roll their eyes and say, you know, why is he emailing me now kind of thing.
You don't want to be that guy. No one does.
No, of course not.
That person. All right, Ezra, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the rest of the campaign period, and I wish you all the best. Thanks for taking
Thanks.